thing. Refresh my memory. Dean was not present at that meeting, Val, was he?
No.
Well, that was not.
That was good.
And he has no MEMCOM. I mean, he has none. He doesn't have...
He was not there. Was not there and could have no...
And could not have had what role?
Well, what he would have would be contacts with John subsequent to it.
Yes.
And, well, there is reference to it in his contact with Walters.
What is it?
He said in conjunction with your meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to you, and you can call John Ehrlichman if you want to check on this, which Walters did.
Yeah.
And John said, go ahead and see him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, the evolution of these things.
Yeah. But on the other hand, that would have again been, I'm just trying to put our face on it, the normal procedure. Dean was in charge of the goddamn investigation for us.
Exactly right.
And so he said, talk to Walters about the thing.
Exactly. And that's why...
You know, Dean, of course, may go out and say, Ehrlichman told him to, keep this thing under the hat and all that sort of thing, right?
That's right. That's right.
He's not going to be believed. I mean, Dean, on that point, that would be Dean versus Ehrlichman.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Walter's conversations with Dean, you say, are his MEMCOMs on that, or, well, which is important, not on his MEMCOMs, because that's all Dean did. No, are clean.
Very helpful. They're very clean.
Why are they helpful, you mean? Because
well, helpful in the context that here was the real... bad guy that was putting the wrong kind of twist into it. And the fact that he couldn't ever, you see, if he had had presidential authority,
yeah,
when he got continually stymied, God, he even used it 10 times over.
And Walters kept saying, I haven't had that presidential authority.
Well, he kept saying, look, you're trying to drag the presidency into a matter to resolve staff incompetence. And you can't do this.
And, you gotta figure anything Dean has talked about, he will testify to. So,
oh, yes.
So, that's that. But then you got Walters to, I see. Well, on that might, the critical one is the first one, and I think in terms of Helms, it gets back, perhaps you, don't you believe you should talk to him, or should Buzzard, or...
I think Buzzard first, until we get a complete lay of the land.
Buzzard, what would he...
Who has every legal right to do so.
And he would talk to him, and in terms of that we consider that meeting to have been a totally national security privileged meeting, except for the part that dealt with the Watergate, which he can feel free to testify to.
That's right. That's right.
And incidentally, if he has any MEMCON or anything himself, he has got, getting it over here is going to be difficult, but he's got it in his file. He simply says, I cannot release it because of a national security.
Right.
You know, he can still go back to that position, can't he? At the worst, he has to do that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, well, you figure that's going to be tonight, so you don't know the arrival time yet?
No, I'm just check on it right now.
All right, good. Bye.